Try Not to Freak About It by the Fatty Acids here in the WUWM studio. Welcome to WUWM at Night.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll actually ask if you guys could introduce yourselves, say your name and the instrument that you play. Maybe I could start with you, Josh.
Sure. I'm Josh, and I play the keyboards and sing.
I'm Cole, and I play the drums.
My name's Matt, and I play the electric guitar.
And I'm Derek, and I play bass guitar.
All right. And let's go back to the beginning. What was the birth of the Fatty Acids? How did the legend begin?
The legend began in Derek's old basement, which was called Mint Mint Chalk Apocalypse, and it was a punk venue. And there was a time when we were recording down there, and I spilled some Fritos, and I was eating the Fritos off the ground, and then
Floridos.
They were Floridos at that point, and then I accidentally got a cigarette butt in there, and I couldn't talk about the incident for a couple of years, but basically when it all started.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've gotten over it. You've worked out the issues.
I've gotten to the point where it's like, all right, that was disgusting, and it was like a salty, chewy thing.
You were chewing on it for a while.
I couldn't.
Yeah, you would just turn like lime green.
It's still hard. Kind of wish I wouldn't have just brought it up, you guys.
How did you meet then? You know, how did you decide that you wanted to be a band together?
Well, we all met in school at UW-Milwaukee. And then I think everyone was filling their voids from moving from their hometowns and wanted to continue playing music. And then I think we all had the same interest and went from there. Oh. Bring it over to Matt.
I used to see Rat is his nickname. That's what he's known as in the band. I used to see Rat at parties and stuff. And
we had a few foosball tournaments at my house, actually.
Yeah, we would do a little dancing of Montreal on the Friday nights with a little bit of swig. Or we were MySpace friends, too, and we used to share music back and forth. And we talked about having a record label someday. And we did a fake record label, not a real one yet, but
yeah, I wasn't the original guitar player. There was a guy, Joel Van Haren, who was their first guitar player. He moved out to Washington, D.C. But yeah, I joined right before Leftover Monster Face was released.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a really fun project to be a part of.
So you started out as a 4-piece band. You became a 6-member band for a while, and now you're back to a 4-member band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about your sound a little bit, because I've heard some people describe it as scramble pop, but you have a lot of different sounds in there, a lot of different influences. So how do you guys describe your sound?
It's like the hardest question.
I think it's mostly pop, but we try and keep it. We try and keep some punk elements in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because otherwise we'll get mad at each other. If it's not fuzzy enough, one of us will get mad and say, we gotta fuzz it up.
Yeah.
Just turn up the fuzz.
And you also have some nice, like, kind of bluesy and funky bits in there, too. It's like you got the synth, you've got a whole lot of great things going on there. Do you find it like it just flows naturally, like the way that you want something to sound, you're able to hear it in your head, compose it that way, or does it just develop through the different stages as you're going through the songwriting process?
It's pretty much an evolution. I demo a lot of stuff and send it out to the guys, and they all add their own stuff to it. But in terms of the funk levels, I think we could turn the funk up a little bit more. I've been trying to get my main man, Derry, to do a little slap bass.
Yeah.
But he won't do it.
Yeah, sorry about that one. His slapping is too powerful. He just snaps a string every time he tries to actually slap.
I remember when he slapped it once and he broke
just
his string.
All four strings just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little expensive, does it?
Mm-hmm. $20 for a set of strings, you know.
Mm-hmm. 50 yeah. if they're day glow.
If they glow in the dark, they are 50, yeah. It's very collaborative, to answer your question.
Mm-hmm. Is there one person that comes up with lyrics versus melody, or is it everyone works together on composing a piece?
I do the lyrics, and everything else is pretty much everyone bringing their own things to the table, so...
Good night. the bumper stickers, let me know it's canon, it should be in night. And little brother syndrome has me open for about a night.
To talk about the song that you guys just played, Little Brother Syndrome, you recently did a casting call for a music video that you were going to be filming. And first of all, how did the casting call go? And second of all, have you guys begun filming yet?
The casting call went great. I was pretty excited. I've done a Craigslist. I like to call it the Craigslist All-Stars because it was mainly that resource. But I was excited to have Josh there and Matt and Derek for the first time because I've gone through that process a couple times. But it was great. We found some really great people that were gung-ho about the project. And, so we have everyone casted, and then now we're going to film, and it's looking like the beginning of October to start the filming process.
Is that going to be here in Milwaukee?
Yeah, nice. Definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be at UWM.
Yeah, for the main place.
Going back.
Yeah, little stuff here and there throughout the city for little pickup shots, but like the bulk of it will be shot at UWM.
Mm. You guys have some great videos out there, especially I love Astro Van with the chicken outfit and the Airsick video as well. So can't wait to see the next one. And also, I read for the Craigslist posting for this one that you said that the premise is a, quote, sardonic look at the way America's impossible beauty standard is propagated in the media and the way in which it molests even the least impressionable of minds. So do you guys, like, how is that turning something like that into a visual concept versus a song? How do you find that process to be?
Well, the song is a little bit cynical, and I try not to get cynical. I try and be more critical and not have such a poor outlook on things. But the video formed when my friend Ryan, who's going to be working with us, and he was telling me about this TV show called The Swan that used to be on Fox in the early 2000s, and it was a contest where you'd have two ladies come on the show and completely go through this transformation and get plastic surgery. And if anyone has seen the show, it's like the most terrible, offensive thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And so we're gonna do kind of a spoof on it. Not that it's necessarily a funny thing, you know. It's not like something, it's something to mock, but we're taking it seriously, and it's also going to be kind of combined with this weird like Twilight Zone storyline with it as well. So but the song kind of went hand in hand with it, you know. They're both a little bit.
And unlike our other videos too, this one will be very narrative. Like there won't be anyone performing or singing within the song. So very much a story being told throughout the whole thing.
As far as the recording process, the records that you've put together, you've done all of those at home, or have you done some in the studio, some at home?
We've done almost all of our own recording, except for a 2-song EP we put out. But all of our full lengths have been in the basement doing it ourselves. So.
Yeah. And you prefer to do it that way?
Yeah. I mean, at first we had no idea what we were doing, and it was, I think that when you listen to the records, you can hear that we had no idea what we were doing. But you know, over time, I think we've got you know, miking down to a routine in some aspects, and I'm getting a little bit better at mixing every time around. So I'm definitely, I cringe a little bit when I listen to our first couple records, but I'm happy with the direction we've been going, and you know, we still want it to sound a little bit fuzzy and not quite, you know, completely polished. So it's a good format for us to do things, I think.
And it seems like, I mean, you're doing a lot of live mixing as you perform too, and sampling and doing loops and that kind of thing. So did you feel like maybe doing your own mixing at home, do you feel like that helped you prepare to kind of get to this level of being able to do a live performance more efficiently?
Yeah, definitely. And I use the same program. I use Ableton Live for recording as well as doing all my live stuff. So yeah, just learning more about the program has allowed me to get, you know, some reverb automation and stuff like that.
And you guys do a lot of live performances. Well, especially this summer, you guys are doing a lot of playing at different festivals. Some of the pictures I've seen, you guys have some pretty elaborate outfits and setup. It's really theatrical in a way, right? Do you guys enjoy getting into that aspect of it, the more visual kind of performance art, if you will?
Well, we kind of don't do that much anymore. Maybe we should start doing it again. But we used to have a thing where before a show, we'd go to Value Village over on North, and we'd just buy some stuff that looked kind of crazy, and then we put it on before we played.
Mm-hmm.
Once we painted our faces with
Vaseline,
yeah.
And spray tan.
Oh, my God.
Well, and there was one before I was in the band. You guys were all, I think you had, like, wound stage makeup on or something.
Oh, yeah, everyone had, like,
temporary tattoos, my friend.
Okay. It looked like, but they were looking like wounds. And I was in the back of the audience, like, seeing them. I'm like, did they all get, like, jumped collectively? But just one of those wacky little doodads.
All right, well, how about another song, you guys? What do you got lined up?
This song is called Air Sick.
Super.
Fatty Acids with Airsick in the WUWM studio. Derek, you're a high school English teacher, mm-hmm. and you were saying off the air that you have the tendency to see your students at performances?
Festivals, yeah.
Festivals,
Especially Summerfest.
All ages. The all ages. Yeah.
Shout out to the Blue Dukes. Go Dukes.
Let's go Blue Dukes.
So would they see you when you were doing the more, you know, the costumes
no,
before?
No, never.
No?
Never.
Well, they were at our CD release show at the Paps.
That's true.
And then we had spandex on.
Yeah.
It's kind of a long concept, but we had these green suits on because we were being filmed live, and then that was getting edited with like
a
green screen.
Yeah, they were keying it out, like the green screen live. Mm.
So, but really we just kind of looked like five or six dudes in
really
full body spandex suits. And
kind of like the guys from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory in that one scene where they're like in the TV.
Oh, yeah.
At least that's what comes to my mind.
Totally.
So how do you guys see being a Milwaukee band and having been here for being together for a while? How do you see the Milwaukee music scene and how do you see you guys kind of fitting into that?
I think it rules.
Sucks. I hate it. No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
There's new stuff that I find about every single week, you know,
mm-hmm.
that blows me away.
And it's like there's this band Solo and they're all like 21, 22. You know, and they're like leaps and bounds better. You know what I mean? Like, it's like seeing this dude play guitar is like, man, I don't know. So it's cool to see that the talent is still kind of flooding into Milwaukee and people are still mm-hmm. making music, I guess, and they're sounding better and better. And it's cool to watch bands we've been friends with for so long kind of grow too out of old things and kind of take new paths and try and experiment.
Yeah, we're definitely not going to talk about Sad Night Duets, but they have regressed over the years. They're one of the ones that have not gotten better.
It's actually mind-blowing. It doesn't make any sense.
Aside from the Blue Mooners, that's like...
Blue Mooners is okay.
That blew me away. Something brand new out of the woodworks.
Yeah, it's going with what you were saying about Solo. It's always disconcerting when... I call them kids, but they're like 5 years younger than me. But when they're like... a billion times better than you at everything. And then you're just like, oh my God, I'm getting kind of old.
Not getting any better.
There's also a really, really wide array of different types of music too.
The genres
and
are...
shows, you know, you'll have a gig where it's like hip hop, us, a punk band, and then like a metal, you know, like, you can
there's
see
no real Milwaukee sound, which I think is good.
Right.
It's,
mm-hmm.
it's
everyone doing whatever they want to do,
And when you guys get out on the road, are people surprised when they find out that you're from Milwaukee? Or what kind of reception do you guys seem to get when you're on the road?
Most people don't know where Milwaukee is.
Yeah.
They're like, is that in Minnesota? Or
yeah, you just have to tell them about beer. Like,
it's
oh,
where Bon Iver is almost from.
And what, Happy Days, right? Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley. People usually get it after.
Or, the classic Wayne's World, too.
Right.
The Alice Cooper.
Yeah, we get that.
People love that.
The Milwaukee, the Alice Cooper thing.
Oh, the good land. The good,
right,
yes.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know those lines, like they're like looking at you like, what, you don't know that? You know, like I'm...
So you got to study those every day. You got to watch the movie before you go on tour, basically.
On tour, like in between each city, just nonstop Wayne's World.
And there's so many cool different little cultural pockets in Milwaukee. You guys are from the River West neighborhood. And do you feel like that's a certain brand of music or that being, you know, in that area gives you a certain flavor that you wouldn't have if you were, you know, playing and living in another area?
I mean, lifestyle for sure. But musically, like we said, there's so many different kind of genres, just even within River West, like right down the street, it's like some great hip hop, like Webster X and like the Fresh Cut Collective guys are like right down the street from me. And then there's, you know, a lot of punk rock and
a lot of cool, basement venues.
Yeah.
I live next to Brian Wirch and he's just blasting blues.
He shreds
guitar all the time.
He's a shredder for sure. But, you know, it's cool. On like a nice day, you can, if you're biking down the road, you can literally hear, like walking, you know, you can hear
basements. Walk by and hear your friends playing.
It's like you said, you're playing at Breadfest coming up. And do you remember the time that you're playing? That's on the 2nd?
I believe it's like around 5:30. Because it's outside. It's at Garden Park, which is right next to the River West Public House.
Mm. Where the farmer's market is.
Yeah, the farmer's market. I call it Wu-Tang Park because it looks, there's like a Wu-Tang symbol.
Yeah.
But I think it's, you know, so it's we got to be done by like, you know, 6 or 7 because of noise, whatever. So I think, yeah, it's around 5 or 5:30, but there's a Facebook event for it,
get
too.
There, and get there early.
The time's on our website as well.
And what would that website be?
It's, yeah, we lost our password to get logged into.
We were going
to
hire a hacker.
Yeah, we wanted to hire
like
a hacker.
Lost our Twitter account and forgot our password.
Out there is a hacker.
But it's the fattyacidsmusic.com. But don't go there for a few weeks until we get it all switched over.
Find us on Facebook.
You can. I think Bandcamp is a better place to go. It's the fattyacids.bandcamp.com. Mm-hmm.
And that
it's
has
got all of our stuff
on there.
There on streaming and available for, I think, pay what you want download, except for Bolero. But then all of our merch, all the schedule, everything's on there. So
apart from the upcoming performance at Breadfest, what else is coming up for you guys?
Actually, Breadfest is our tour kickoff. We are doing a little Midwest thing. We're headed to Appleton for Mile of Music Festival. And then we're swinging over to the East Coast.
Well, Josh, Cole, Matt, and Derek of the Fatty Acids, thank you so much for being here on WUWM at night and playing some music for us. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.